Look, we chat to Olwethu. She was crowned Mrs. South Africa First Princess in 2016, and she's since then been a fierce advocate for women's rights and protecting children. And like so many women in South Africa, she herself has been sexually harassed, but she's doing her best to speak out about it. She's also the founder of the Red Wings Project, which is an initiative highlighting the lack of sanitary products for disadvantaged women. And we thought, with us observing 16 days of activism against women and children abuse, that we make a Tabuti call.
The Tabuti Call. This is the Tabuti Call. Hello.
Olwethu, how are you doing? Thank you so much for speaking to us.
Hi, Sandra. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I mean, look, this initiative, or rather campaigns like 16 Days of Activism, have been around for a long time. And it's really scary to think that we've seen no change over the years.
And we haven't. And I think it's a generational thing. It's a lot of generational habits. A lot of, you know, men are still feeling entitled, possessive. They're feeling intimidated by this new empowerment that us women have. And with the new lines in empowering the young girls, you know, we also have to condition and change the mindset of a lot of boys and men to be able to get this empowerment. So I think it's going to take, you know, a generational tool to be able to get to a point where men are okay with women being women and women owning their femininity.
Someone might argue that, you know, in you saying it's a generational thing, that it could be just that women are now speaking out about it, but it's something that's, you know, been happening forever.
True. I mean, it is one of those. I mean, harassment in general is not just about rape. I mean, in my